broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got your lean up in the house, and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Coach Rick Cleveland is in the studio. I understand you say I waste time on the show. What do I do that slows productivity?
Talking on her cell phone, drinking coffee, putting on dadgum lipstick. Am I making myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Man, I took her to the prom.
Who?
Flat Patty, dude. She got that name because...
That's enough.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Booyah!
Happy, happy weekend, everybody. Hi, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Welcome to my Variety Hour. Well, it's called the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, but it takes a village. And the people in the village. Yeah. The Roxbury Players. They're here. Yeah. I think everybody's done with their summer vacations. And over to my right, the magnificently talented John Bell, everyone.
Greetings, everybody.
And how are you?
I am breathing, so I am well.
John, who do we have over there in your room and the room behind that?
It looks to me as though everyone is here.
See, every door has a big plexiglass double pane. Can you have double pane plexiglass? It is. So we can see one another in both control rooms, and then we have two production rooms. And we can see what's going on in all four of them. I especially have to see what's going on.
Yes.
Never know who's going to bring in some folks to kind of sit around and watch us work. I don't like that, by the way. Stop doing that. I'll take your keys. Okay. So we've got four rooms that are kind of in a circle and a circular hallway connecting all of them. So I guess the whole studio is laid out like a sand dollar. So, okay, I see. Yeah, I see you, John. I see Aunt Belle. She's here early. Larry Carey, who's here sometimes, and Arnie. That's Earl T's cousin. And I see Earl T. I need all of you strong men, because I need to get a dozen or so bags of potting soil. The big bags. Yeah, I've been lifting way too much lately. Okay? Gotta stop straining. And since Arnie has that big cargo van, I guess we need to use it. Or we can use yours, John. It really doesn't matter. We can take my Jeep.
The cars are all blocked in by the construction guys, so we may have to call a cab.
Well, we could always call Uber.
Yeah, we could do that. No, wait a minute.
What's the problem?
A car's not going to be big enough.
My Jeep has plenty room for all of us. Larry, would you pull the Jeep around?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Please pull the Jeep around front. I need you guys to help me get all those big bags of potting soil into the trailer. I can't lift those things. The Jeep will be fine. Would you please pull it around front?
Okay.
We're going to have to get a pickup truck.
Oh, that means we're going to have to call...
Goober.
Goober.
Right.
Because you think anyone who has a pickup truck is a goober.
Right.
Sweet. And how do you contact Goober?
I have my Goober app. Let me push it.
Thank you for choosing Goober.
Seriously, nobody's going to believe this. You guys, that sounds exactly like me.
Oh, hey, dude, it's okay.
Most of the time it is, but you guys are just wasting production time. And you can't put that voice right next to mine when I'm talking. It doesn't work that way very well.
This show is for entertainment.
Please.
Fun purposes only, dude.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, anyone who hadn't figured that out already shouldn't be driving anyway.
You have a point there.
So, like, they need Goober, dude. So just let the lady talk.
The lady. Okay.
Thank you for choosing Goober. We are contacting a pickup truck to get to you as quickly and safely as possible. Because at Goober, we put safety first, or somewhere down the list. Please keep in mind that when you use Goober, you just might be riding with another person, or chickens, or other livestock. Riding in the bed of a truck is just fine.
Oh, boy.
But it's also $2 extra.
And worth it.
In a few minutes, you're going to need to be watching out for your Goober driver. And I mean, watch out. Most of our trucks ain't got no brakes.
What?
Thank you for choosing Goober, where your desperate need for transportation is our meal ticket. And speaking of tickets, if your Goober driver gets one, you are the one that's going to pay for it. At Goober, we have found that most of the time, if our drivers are ticketed, it's usually because the keg in the back has overturned, which tends to freak out our passengers and attract attention of law enforcement. So yeah, it's your fault.
That seems fair.
Just remember, if you see some blue lights, be cool. And everyone will timely reach their destination. Have a good day and good luck. Not that you'll need it, but, you know, just in case.
All right, so apparently we're using Goober.
Not getting in there. Happy as
we're in hot pursuit.
Driver, I think a wheel just came off.
Doesn't this just ain't our day?
You want to look out for that police car that's heading right for you?
And here we are at Home Depot.
Thanks for the ride, Mr. Goober driver.
Let's get out of here.
Probably a good idea.
Arnie, John, you guys go in the garden section and please get the potting soil for me. Earl, I need you to take the Uber Goober back and go get my Jeep. I'm done with this.
Jeez, Jolene, you're always ruining things for us.
Ruining thing? I don't ruin anything. You guys are crazy.
Whoa. Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me.
That's it?
And my tuition costs so much money.
There's the answer I was looking for.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
The following audio can also be seen in brilliant animation at...
Wait, you've got the wrong notes. It's on YouTube. This video's on YouTube. It's old. It's a classic. Just search Jolene Roxbury 911 call.
Really? Okay, if you say so.
Answer, pick up.
Hello, 911. What is your emergency?
I'm in the bathroom.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Ma'am.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder, sir. I cannot understand you.
I can't. This is Belle Cadeau. I'm in the bathroom of
my
condo.
What is your problem, ma'am?
My husband has overdosed on those man vitamins. You know?
Man vitamins?
You know, those pills that make men happy and just...
Oh, okay. You talking about those pills on the TV.
Yes.
Where that ugly man is playing golf with that really big club with that goofy look on his face.
That's the one, and he's overdosed. And for the past 4 days, he's been just enhanced. I can't stand it anymore. We're on vacation.
Well, I must ask you again, what is your problem with that?
Well, then, we're on vacation. I've got friends over.
What would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to send over some other people or perhaps some cocktails and food to your house or something?
Absolutely not. I've got shopping
ma'am,
to do.
Where are you at?
I'm in my condo. I don't know. Could you use a tracking chart?
Well, ma'am, we do not have that. This is not Lieutenant Uhura, okay, ma'am?
What?
You're going to have to let me know your location.
I don't know the address. I've got shopping to do. We're trying
no,
to...
ma'am, I am not being rude, okay? I am simply trying to help you. I do not understand that this is not an emergency.
It is to
okay?
me. We're trying to play cards
I mean,
up
I'm
in here.
I'm looking at my bulletin board right now, and it say this did not make the list of emergencies, okay?
What?
It don't say nothing about a woman being locked up in her bathroom with her husband wanting to get his freak on for 4 days in a row, okay?
Well, that's just stupid.
So you don't have to just go home.
No, I'm not going home to HR
well,
stiff and stuff.
Sorry,
he's making me crazy.
You just have to go home and take care of your business.
I'm trying
okay,
to.
Yourself, like everybody else does.
I need some help.
I gotta hang up now,
don't
ma'am.
You dare leave me.
I cannot talk with you anymore, ma'am. It's against
don't,
the rules.
Don't hang
okay?
up. No.
This is me hanging up on you now.
No, don't hang up. No. Hell.
And now, another song parody by the Roxbury Players. Which means we didn't write the good part.
Mm-hmm.
devil went down to Bama. He was looking for a cooler treat. He was in a bind, his red behind was blistering from the heat. When he came across this young man sweating buckets like it was hot, the devil jumped up on a dead tree stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, but I'm from a warmer place. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet right to your face. You look pretty warm now, but listen up, old son. I bet ice cream in a bowl against your soul that it's hotter where I come from.
Johnny, you'd best put on your shoes, you're gonna take a ride. Down below, that's where you'll go, where the devil does reside. And if you find it hotter there, as the bet is told, then you lose and the devil gets your soul.
Going down."
Johnny went down under and said, "You know, it wouldn't hurt if I put on some long pants and buttoned up my shirt. The flaming sulfur's pretty," he said with a smile. "But you fool, it's so cool I may stay for a while." The devil bowed his head because he knew he'd met his fate. And he handed Johnny a golden bowl of chocolate. Johnny said, "Just come on back, cause it's easy to tell. Ask anyone, you son of a gun, Alabama's hotter than hell."
Hey, don't you go anywhere. We will be right back.
Roxbury!
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the Master for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s. Like an old detective show. Ooh, I know what we call it. The Vac Masters. With Vac Masters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt. I don't need your DNA. You bring it to me.
Vac Master.
We look it up. We fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
Vac Master.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
AAVacuum.net.
Are you planning a wedding reception, party, or any other event this year? Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. So if you're planning a party or reception, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Great menus to fit your budget, and they will customize any menu to complement your taste. Call the event planners at Neiman's Catering in Mobile today at 473-3900. Ask them to give you the rundown of what's ready to go in the freezer. You know that family beach trip you have planned? Why spend the whole time in the kitchen when you can get delicious meals ready to heat? You need to spend time working on your tan. Visit on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Well, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. We sure are glad to have you with us. And remember, if you miss our show on Saturday afternoon at 4, perhaps you're listening to that one right now, or the Sunday morning replay at 7 a.m., you can always catch our podcast available at fmtalk1065.com or on their handy-dandy app, which hopefully you already have downloaded to your phone. And the podcast is also available at our Facebook page. So you need to bop on over to Facebook and follow our show there as well. Well, it's hard to believe, but it is time to start preparing the kids to get back to school. And our very own Cousin Earl T has always been there to lend his family a helping hand in doing exactly that.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Sound like already with a back to school report.
Getting ready, huh?
Like me and little Earl Jr. have been getting all kinds of school supplies and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so we got this list here. Wait, let me get my glasses on.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's a crazy straw.
appropriate. Okay.
Wait. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm thinking I may have already got some of this stuff at home.
Yeah, yeah, that's smart. I bought so many packages of pencils, and we already had them at home.
You know, and that way I can save some money, man.
Exactly.
Okay, first thing we need are some three-ring binders.
Mm-hmm.
Binders. Yeah, yeah, those. Oh, wait, I got some of them at home.
Okay.
But they only got one ring, man, and, like, the paper just kind of dangles out.
That's got to have three rings.
You know, so, yeah, we got to buy those.
Okay.
Let's see what we got. We need dividers.
Yeah.
It just says dividers. Like, divide what, Jolene?
You know, notebook dividers with the tabs on them. The colored tabs?
Oh, wait. I had to wear those when I had braces, dude. My teeth were crowded in the head, and the vet put in dividers so my wisdom teeth would have room to grow in.
No. You, what? The vet put them in? What are you talking about?
Yeah, vet.
That's weird.
Well, where did you go to get your braces, Julie?
An orthodontist?
Oh, well, then. Oh, hoity-toity. Okay, we gotta get Texas.
Texas? Texas what?
Oh, Texas Instrument Calculator, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Texas Instruments, what is that, a cattle prod or a banjo? You know,
no.
It's the only Texas instruments I know of. Seems they don't need them in schools, though. I mean, I don't see the kids playing banjo or zapping each other down the hallway.
Don't give them any ideas, trust me.
Okay, next, we need some number two pencil.
What's so funny?
Number two. You know, that's like...
Real mature, Earl.
That's like, you know, doing number two. Did you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like, here's some ballpoint pens.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Sharpie markers. Wow, look at all the colors he got, Jolene. All the colors of the rainbow.
Yep.
They didn't have colors like this back in my day. We had, like, black and red.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa, check out all the highlighters, dude.
Yeah, they're not just yellow anymore.
I wonder if they make highlighters the same as they did when I went back to school. Let me see.
Earl, what are you doing?
Wait.
Hey.
I got nothing, so I guess they don't.
You're awful.
Bummer. Well, look, Jolene, I just want you to know I'm not mad because you haven't, like, called or anything lately.
Well, that's good. I don't want you mad at me.
Even though the fans clamor for it.
You know what? I didn't even know you had a son.
Oh, yeah, sure. I got a kid. You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
At least I think it's my kid. I was trying to teach it to talk, and I said, say da-da, da-da, and he said, mailman.
Ba-dum-bum.
Later, dude.
I'll talk to you later, Earl. Thanks for the call. Yeah, those were the days when Earl would just phone in from parts unknown instead of phoning in from the bunkhouse, which I can see out the back window of the studio, kind of, sort of. I can see the roof line. And he usually doesn't phone in either. He'll just bust on in. It's just how he do. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you so much for taking us along with you. Wherever you are, whatever you happen to be doing, we are glad to be along for the ride because we love going places. And you know what? If you download the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can take all kinds of shows with you because FM Talk has over 50 hours of local programming. Each week, you can catch up on what you missed with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings, The Jeff Poor Show, Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan, Prep Sports Report with Coach Rick Cleveland, Randy Bergen and Mark Lasseter, the Southern Fairways Golf Show. I don't know anything about golf, but the important thing is they do. And so many other homegrown local shows. Download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free and you will have access to all of them. What's that? You don't know how to download an app on your phone?
Are you having difficulties with your smartphone?
Uh-huh.
When you want to make a call, do you wonder where the buttons are?
Where are they?
When you attempt to swipe to a new page, do you always accidentally activate some app that takes 10 minutes to figure out how to get
no.
rid of? Do you know what an app is?
No.
Does your brain have an app gap?
Huh?
Then your problem, my friend, is that your smartphone is smarter than you.
You said it.
That's why we offer stupid phones.
Oh, boy.
Yes, there's a stupid phone perfect for you. From the Wile E. Coyote Clever Phone with limited Acme apps, down to the Homer Simpson basic phone with rotary dial.
Oh! Marge, what's the number for 911?
So if your smartphone is smarter than you, go stupid.
Okay.
Just send a signed blank check to I'm Stupid, 555 Flatline Road.
Okay.
Show your phone who's boss.
Okay.
Roxbury.
It's a beautiful day, and you're listening to Cats Radio.
Music for cats.
Meow.
Sponsored by cats.
Meow.
Yes, cats.
Meow.
That's not funny.
Meow.
Stop it.
Oh, we love cats. The way they meow and purr and play. Yes, we love cats. They bring us joy in every way.
Meow.
Yeah, nobody's got time for that.
Sometimes you sleep all afternoon. Sometimes you race around the room. You pooped outside your litter box. And you peed on all my husband's socks. You dug up my tulip bulbs from Amsterdam. And shredded all my drapes. You covered all your paws in potting soil. Then across my white rug, you did traipse. You're lucky you've won saving grace. It's that sweet look upon your face. That's why Dr. Seuss kept you in his hat. You are my love, my friend, my cat.
No, no, not Grandma Cadeau's ceramic teapot. Oh, no.
Oh, you know I can't stay angry with you for very long.
Roxbury. Jolene Roxbury. She makes me laugh.
People just like you talk about their skin irritations.
I have this skin rash. It really gets bad when it gets hot and my shorts ride up.
It's a real bad itching, burning sensation. Right where you don't want a real bad itching, burning sensation.
I was going to my afternoon tea when this terrible itch started up. It was like there were fire ants in my bloomers.
It started between my toes and it worked its way up to my knees. And before I knew it, my stomach was red, my chest was red, even my neck was red. Man, that itch.
That terrible itching, burning sensation. You may think there's nothing you can do about it. That's where you're wrong. Purple Planet introduces this 3-volume audio cassette collection of people talking about their own terrible itching, burning sensations. Once you listen to them talk, you'll realize you're not so bad off after all.
90% of my skin turned bright red, then flaked off. Felt like the Dallas cheerleaders were going all over my body with belt sanders.
Feel better? Purple Planet, terrible, itching, burning complainers. Wherever fine recordings are sold, also available in disco mix.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. In law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Sheriff. That means a lot. Could I get you to change one thing, though? We like to say laughter releases endorphins.
Jolene, I grew up on the Gulf Coast and spend a lot of time on the water, and I've never seen an endorphin.
Oh, they're not in the water. They're invisible. They come out when you laugh.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hey, hope you guys are having a great weekend. And if you're not having a so great weekend, maybe not at all, we hope, you know, we can help take your mind off things for at least an hour.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it? It's right on their website at naamanscatering.com.
A bunch of us are going to the beach next week, and I don't want to cook while I'm there.
What are you bringing?
Look at these breakfasts. French toast casserole, hash brown casserole, all sorts of party trays, salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to-go menu at naamanscatering.com.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for taking us along with you this weekend, wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself into.
Miss Jolene.
Okay, my day is complete. Since we have no nepotism rules on this show, clearly. Arnie is Earl T's cousin. Okay? What is it, Arnie?
I'm Arnie Kunstbard, scientist and inventor.
I know.
And I have scientifically invented a new invention.
Be still, my beating heart.
You know how when you text on smartphones and other devices, how the autocorrect corrects your silly mistakes?
Yes, and on several occasions, the autospell creates even sillier, sometimes disastrous mistakes.
Been there, been embarrassed.
That's why if I have something really important to communicate to someone, I kick it old school and actually call them and have a real conversation.
I have created a device that auto-corrects you while you're talking.
Wow, you mean like talking on the phone?
No, 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 no. When you're having a conversation like we're having right now,
uh-huh.
It turns your half-baked thoughts and clumsy phrasing into concise sentences.
Into what?
Concise.
Concise.
Sentences.
Where's my umbrella?
Would you like a demonstration?
Not particularly.
I knew you'd be excited. Here, put on this helmet.
A football helmet? With a glass face shield? Oh, jeez.
It has sensors in it that not only pick up what you're verbalizing, but it taps into your brain to figure out what you actually mean to say.
I'm gonna get electrocuted, aren't I?
Probably not.
Probably?
I call it the vocal autocorrectulator. Just slip it on here, snap the chin snap thing, and you're ready to go.
It's not very comfortable.
It got very comfortable.
That's not what I said.
There's a knot in my ice, Ed.
It needs a few adjustments here. There we go. Okay, now, make conversation.
All right. Think it might rain today?
Stink on my train today?
I didn't know you had a train. How interesting.
This stupid thing isn't working.
The stew lid is in the wok, King.
You stir fry stew in your wok? That's amazing.
I'm going to wring your scrawny neck if you don't get this thing off me.
Give me a ring when you want to neck sometime this spring with me.
Ah! Turn it off!
Ah, turn me on.
Jolene, I never suspected. Maybe we should meet after the show today.
Arnie, I'm gonna kill you.
Arnie, I'm going to thrill you.
Woo! You're getting out of control with your passion, Jolene. Control yourself. No, no, wait. Don't take off the...
Finally got this thing off. Here, you wear it for a while.
Wait, no, I got... Is it still turned on?
I'm a killer, the Hun.
Goodbye, Arnie. Back to the drawing board.
I certainly shall. Whoa! Something is sorting this thing out.
Yeah, I wonder what.
Ow, this thing is on fire.
I'm Natalie Attired.
Help!
47 years ago, our father's born.
Goodbye, Arnie. Grief. Yuck. Arnie. Please turn in your key. Jim? John, get his key. Okay, he'll find a way to get back in, I'm sure. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. More importantly, letting us hang out with you. Because, you know, if you didn't do that, we'd be stuck with each other.
I see people going to college for 14 years, studying to be doctors and lawyers. I see people getting up at 7:30 every morning, going to work at the drugstore to sell flare pins. But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing
the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Intramutual Radio for your listening pleasure. Our sincere appreciation goes to Pulaski's Deli for your donation of the lovely ham that was mistakenly delivered to your store. Please know, if you run across any additional ham in the future, we certainly enjoyed it. All right, well, as you know, we have been conducting a financial predicament fund drive. We appreciate your support as it allows us to keep programs on the air, such as Everyone's Opinion, Thimblepalooza, and everyone's favorite call-in program. We know more about the classics than you ever will. Right now, we'd like to welcome back to the program Derek. Derek is with Adequate Interiors, a store for the discerning individual with absolutely no sense of style or fashion. Derek, thank you for being here. What is the theme this week at Adequate Interiors?
Well, this week's theme is Wild on Beige.
That sounds very powerful.
In fact, we just got in our new deluxe package, which is designed to help you transform your entire living room into the exact same color as before.
I see you've brought something with you today.
We want to focus specifically on the power of the beige drape.
Powerful.
These drapes scream.
Derek, I was peeking in the store the other day, and I noticed you have throw pillows that actually spell out the word beige.
Yes, we do. You'll want to come by the boutique this weekend as we are premiering one of our brand new colors, Neon Tan.
Fabulous.
It's a huge hit for dorm rooms and ecstasy raves.
Thank you so much for being here, Derek. That's all the time we have.
Thank you for having me. Remember, Adequate Interiors, the only place in town where you can redo your entire house for just under $4.
Stay tuned for Cooking with Corn.
Hey, this is Lorraine Becker. Is my car ready yet? Did y'all fix that noise it was making? It was going, every time I turned a corner, it was making this scraping sound. It was horrible.
She's got no sense of discretion.
Hey.
When it comes to talking on
and
her
phone. And I have
phone.
Not gone at the bathroom in going on 8 days
She's
now.
Loud and she's abrasive.
Where you at right now?
You wish she'd shut up and go home.
Can you hear me? Are you driving?
She's talking while she's shopping.
I'm at Wally World.
About her menstrual cramps and pain.
Does Stay Free make anything bigger than a Maxi?
And I wonder.
Oh, geez,
still
lady.
I wonder who stopped Lorraine.
Come down here. They have got a brand new line of Twilight underwear.
In the sporting goods at Walmart.
May I help you, ma'am?
She calls her OBGYN.
That's right. The whole time all your skin has just died and fell off.
I watch the horror and the nausea.
I cannot get rid of these cramps.
Overtake several full-grown men.
Lorraine, can you take it somewhere else?
This pervert's listening to our conversation.
She goes into great detail.
Oh, lady.
Now her vajayjay is in pain.
And I am hurting.
I'm out of here.
And I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop Lorraine?
I'm just waiting for this heifer to get out of my way so I can get a gallon of milk. Look, lady, it's real simple. There's 1%, 2% skim, and chocolate.
I think the state needs to intervene.
It's been that way for 6 hours? Hang on, I'll get you that Viagra hotline number.
Some of us are trying to shop.
Oh, I just got a text.
Nobody cares about all your...
Oh, there goes my other phone ring.
Personal.
Hey, honey, no, I'm just talking to Mama on the prepaid.
Stuff.
Then her water broke all over his new motorcycle. That's why they named that baby Harley.
It's disgusting.
Someone with very odd taste requested the following. Somebody who obviously needs mental help has requested the following. Somebody.
Can you stop?
Well, you get the idea.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Jolene. This is Billy Davis.
Hey there, Billy. Good to hear from you.
Hope you're doing well.
Doing good. I understand you guys had a big celebration last weekend.
I understand you guys rented a house on Dauphin Island. For the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, and you smoked a whole pig.
We had a wonderful time this week.
Everything go well?
Everything went off without a hitch.
Good.
Even Mother got into the spirit of things. She got herself a Miss Piggy costume.
Oh.
Made a real nice Miss Piggy, actually. Well, she insisted on getting her one of them candied apples, and I told her not to, that the candy was too thick and sticky.
Uh-huh.
And she went and got her parcel stuck in it. You know, the part of the parcel that ain't supposed to come out, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It didn't.
Ugh.
Lucky for us, our veterinarian was over there. And said he could take her up to the clinic and get them loose without messing her up too bad. But
okay.
What a sight. A giant Miss Piggy being led off with an apple in her mouth. But anyway, we had a good time, and I hope you're doing well, and we'll talk to you later, Jolene.
Okay, bye, Billy. Thanks for checking in.
Ladies, when the stresses of the day get you down, settle down into a nice hot bath. Open a bottle of champagne. Take a sip. Isn't it wonderful, the way the tiny bubbles tickle your nose? Now, pour it over your head. The tiny bubbles tickle your hair. Then turn into a rich, luxurious lather.
Oh.
This is no ordinary champagne.
No.
It's Shampoo Pain.
Yay!
The delicious beverage that relaxes your body while cleansing and deep conditioning your hair. Why settle for ordinary shampoo?
I don't know.
It tastes terrible. Instead, for those special moments, enjoy Shampoo Pain. Especially for those times in the big tub or shower when you're not alone.
Ooh la la.
Toast each other. Douse each other. Give each other's scalp a vigorous cleansing rub. Rinse and repeat. Your hair will have an intoxicating shine. Pick up some Shampoo Pain. Available wherever finer vintage champagnes are sold. Also at select truck stops and weigh stations.
We invite you to find us on Facebook. It's really simple. Just search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour and like us. When the holidays roll around, we're going to be giving away some fun stuff. Yeah, so you can like win something from us and then re-gift it. We won't tell anybody. If we find out that you re-gifted our gift to you, we won't put it on the show at all. Coming up in the last segment of the show, we are paying tribute to one of our listeners who wrote in to us, and she was complaining of some, let's say, hormonal challenges, and she put us to the task to come up with a silly song for her. So we did that, and you don't want to miss it, so stick around. Time to get to work on the radio spot spot.
What's a spot spot?
Funny, creative, original radio spots for your small business is our specialty.
You know, a lot of small businesses don't advertise because they can't afford to hire an agency to think up something fun and entertaining.
So what's a spot spot?
By the way, you are not allowed to do any more voiceovers.
Why the not?
Let McAdoo Productions write, create, and produce an amazing radio spot for your business.
And we can adapt them to use for your television commercials as well. Make the most of the airtime you're already paying for. We believe in the fabulosity of local radio, local television, local media. Shopping local. Maybe it's because local sounds like loco and that's what we kinda are. But we're good at what we do. Get in touch with us on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page or email me directly, jolene@joleneroxbury.com. And what is it the lawyer dude says? I will personally return your call? Full disclosure, it might be Earl T. who calls you back. And you know what they say in baseball? It's a great day for a commercial. Let's make two.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that saying goes.
Aw.
And now, live from her kitchen, beachside on Alabama's beautiful Gulf Coast, the woman who loves to eat but hates to cook. Actually, she doesn't know how to cook.
That's enough.
Belle Cadeau!
Greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome. And as always, the man I'm delighted to have in my kitchen, the inimitable Chef Alec Naiman.
Hey, how y'all doing this weekend?
How about we do a grilled marinated steak with a mushroom and blue cheese?
Yummy.
How about, does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Blue cheese sounds good to me, dude.
Earl, everything sounds good to you.
No, man, not everything sounds good to me, man. For instance, I do not prefer to eat beets.
It's pretty simple. All right, I get me a little bowl and I whisk together some olive oil and some balsamic vinegar and some garlic and a little salt and pepper to taste, okay? Now, I place those steaks in some kind of container that's big enough to hold the steaks, and if not, get you a Ziploc bag or something.
Well, I got you covered there, dude. I got lots of Ziploc bags.
I allow those steaks to marinate in the refrigerator, of course. Not under the refrigerator, but in the refrigerator. See, last time I told somebody, well, you gotta put this under refrigeration. Like, stick it in the refrigeration.
I always follow Alex's instructions to the letter.
Earl, you are the worst at following instructions.
Earl, you remember when you told me the doctor told you to take an analgesic?
Oh, yeah, well, I guess you're right on that one, dude.
That's disgusting.
Okay, so anyhow, now while you're refrigerating the marinated steaks in the refrigerator...
For how long?
I say at least 30 minutes, okay? I mean, you can do it for a couple hours, but I wouldn't let it go. Because anytime you put something with vinegar in your marinade, like balsamic vinegar, it's got a cooking agent in it. I mean, it begins to start cooking the meat.
Really? I never knew that.
It starts pickling. You know, you put vinegar on a turnip root, you got pickled turnip roots in a couple of days. You know what I mean?
I do.
Well,
I do.
Why would anyone in their right mind want a pickled turnip root?
Okay, so we don't let them marinate too long.
I wouldn't let them marinate more than about 2 hours because you don't want that vinegar element to start cooking and changing the shape of the steak and eventually start looking like a pork chop or something. All right. So in the meantime, I fire up my grill. All right, I get it all ready. I grill those steaks for about 5 minutes on each side because I like my medium rare. Now, if you a more well doneer, a medium doneer, or some kind of doneer.
I'm more of a Brooks and Dunner.
You can cook it a little longer.
Earl, stop.
All right.
But, Alec, you know, I cook the heck out of my meat. I can't stand it rare.
That's why I don't eat meat at your house, Jolene.
What do you mean?
Last time I ate with you, hey, it was like beef jerky, and I could have gone to the store and bought me some beef jerky. Mm. That's for when I'm stuck in the woods and ain't got no gun or no knife or nothing with me, so I can't kill my own squirrel or rabbit, you know? So I just had to settle for beef jerky.
Squirrel?
All right. Well, anyhow, enough about Jolene cooking, because I'm embarrassing her now. I'm telling the world.
And she's an awful cook.
You know, I'm standing.
She makes great reservations.
I'm standing right here.
She makes the best reservations,
Alec,
I've ever seen.
All right, all right. Do not like my cooking. I get it. That's why I have you.
All right. So while I'm cooking those steaks on the grill, I get out some mushrooms, and I've chopped them up pretty fine. And I put a pinch of salt on them, and I throw them in a skillet with just a hint of butter, you know. And I let them cook down, saute down in the liquid. You know, mushrooms got 90% water. So I'm going to saute down these mushrooms till all the liquid kind of comes out of them. And about the time they just about done, I pull it off. And while the skillet's still hot, I toss me in some blue cheese. And I let it just kind of melt into those mushrooms. And it'll break down and melt. And it becomes a little blue cheese and mushroom sauce. And when I take those steaks off the grill and I slap them on your plate, I pour that mushroom and blue cheese sauce right over the top. It just tastes so. So that's it for my grilled marinated steak with mushrooms and blue cheese. I hope you enjoy.
Alec, if anyone would like to get in touch with you, possibly have you come to their house or cater a special event for them, you're easy to find at namanscatering.com.
Sounds good to me.
Join us next week for a good time and a fabulous recipe in Belle's Beachside Kitchen.
So a very lovely local lady, she sent us a message and asked if we could do a special silly song for her. She tells us she is in her late 40s and she is beginning to suffer the CRS. Walk into a room, can't remember why you're there, all while managing a body temperature of 200 degrees.
Always hot, always heated. If fire was a person, that's how I feel. Touch that AC and I'm killing you.
No problem.
You'd better leave that mug on 62.
Not moving it an inch.
I get up to go to the next room. Left my laptop open, now they're watching me on Zoom. I must be such a sight as I circle the room.
Yeah, but on the plus side, you are trending.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No, I still can't recall what I came in here for.
Okay, I'm gonna retrace all my steps and then maybe I'll remember.
I'm wanting chocolate to pass my lips. I'm wanting Cheeto orange fingertips. Did I mention I'm on fire?
Yeah, that came up.
It's a freeze I desire.
How about some cuddle time,
And don't you touch me with those hands of the devil.
They are kind of sweaty.
Keep your hot paws to yourself. Feels like I swallowed the microwave. Get me shave ice and please behave.
One bubblegum ice coming up.
'Cause I still can't recall what I came in here for.
To get me a beer?
Here's your beer.
Ow!
No, I still can't recall what I came in here
Sis,
for.
scissors. Scissors. I was looking for the scissors.
Let me explain what this phenomenon is called.
It's... You're going to mansplain hot flashes to me while I'm standing here with a pair of scissors. Huh?
No, I'm not mansplaining. I'm merely...
How is it possible you haven't learned by now? I don't want to hear your comments and your helpful tips.
I'll get you that bubblegum ice right away.
I'm not a smart man.
No. On behalf of the Roxbury Players, that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks for letting us hang out with you and taking us along. Follow us on Facebook, and that way you'll have access to our podcast. We're here every Saturday and Sunday right here on FM Talk 106.5. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.